It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
And needing just that today is Playhouse family member Natalie. Natalie, what's going on?
So I'm dating this guy. It's going really well. I've been dating for a few months. There's just like one little thing that's kind of a turnoff, and I just feel so, it's such a vanity thing, and I hate being that person. He has really bad teeth. His teeth look like he's like a former meth head.
So they're pretty rough.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, how to bring it up, like, asking him, like, if he'd be willing to change his teeth, you know, get caps, surgery, any of that.
Just say how long you guys been seeing each other?
We just hit about the 2 month milestone.
Okay, so just a couple of months in and you're like, I like this guy, but I hate the teeth. Can you actually say anything? Do you push him to do something about it after a couple of months? I don't know. That's
rough.
Tough.
Like, how did you, like, obviously you said you like him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, it's not something that you can get past. You've already been spending the 2 months with him. I feel like that's a rough thing. I know I didn't wear my retainer after I had braces, so mm-hmm. my one tooth, like, is crooked, and I always just see it. I always see it, and it's annoying to me, and one of these days I'm going to get it fixed. But at the same time, like, if you dated somebody and you didn't, like, why would you date them? Like, you shouldn't have probably been attracted to them in the first place then, right?
True. Yeah, true.
Like, why are you stringing him along now? Now you're making me feel bad for him because you're stringing him along because you obviously aren't even attracted to him.
I think it'd be one thing if it was something that was like an easy fix, but what you're describing is probably like, it's probably a lot of money and it's probably a lot of time. Like, you know, I drink a lot of coffee and I know I could probably, you know, stand to go get some white strips or something, but that's a lot cheaper than getting full on dental work.
Yeah,
like,
full,
you know what
dental,
I mean?
Yeah, full dental work. That's where I came from, was a company that made products for
it's
dental
bendy.
And implants and all that type of stuff. So yeah, it is. I know it was expensive for us to make, so I guarantee it's expensive for him to put in his mouth.
Couple of months in, likes the guy, not a fan of the teeth. Can you actually bring that up? Is it even worth it after just a couple of months? 237, it's you, Texas, 35270, Playhouse Group Therapy. T Swift, Shake It Off, Why Not E4? Hey, good morning. Why not E4? I'm with the Playhouse in the middle of group therapy for Playhouse family member Natalie posing this question. Quick recap.
So I'm dating this guy. It's going really well. I've been dating for a few months. There's just like one little thing that's kind of a turnoff, and I just feel so, it's such a vanity thing, and I hate being that person. He has really bad teeth. His teeth look like he's like a former meth head.
Now, do you say something? Do you just walk away? Hello.
Well, if she loves the guy, she wants to be, like, kind of delicate with how she brings it up. I don't know. Me, maybe I would go around it like, oh, my gosh, I just got back from, you know, getting my cleaning. I have the world's best dentist and everything. Who do you go to? Hint, hint. Wink, wink.
So you would just find ways to organically bring up dental hygiene.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to the store and I have to pick up, you know, some dental floss. Can I get you anything?
Maybe he'd pick up on the hint.
Hopefully, yes.
Seems like a weird way to handle it, if you ask me.
I just feel like it's a very awkward situation. Now, I did date a girl that had, like, really, like, her two teeth were, like, just stuck out a little bit.
Okay.
But, like, at the same time, I think she ended up getting braces after we broke up. And I think she looks weird with her braces face, with her braces face or whatever, however you want to say that. With her teeth straight, she looks weird now, if that makes sense. Sometimes, maybe that's just a teeth thing, because she's talking about, like, straight up, like, bad teeth. But I guess I don't know. That's a weird way to bring it up to somebody.
A text club thing, and she says something, or if just saying keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, it's kind of I guess somebody texted in and said dental is so expensive. If somebody told me to get my teeth fixed, I would be super angry. Somebody else saying I don't think there's a way to bring this up without hurting his feelings, so probably don't. And again, going to the dental hygiene that somebody just mentioned, as long as his dental hygiene is good, what difference does it make? Wait until you're married Wait until you're married, then tell him. That's what I did with my husband, and it took over 2 years to convince him to get all the dental work done. That's so you marry him and then say, hey, by the way, can you get the grill fixed? You just want to fix that for me first? And then somebody else saying, there may very well be things about your appearance that he doesn't like, but if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
And what are you making the whole thing? Likes the guy, doesn't like the teeth?
Leave the man's teeth as it is. That's what God gave him, and he looks good, okay? Those are his chompers, all right? You accept him for what it is. Otherwise, if you're not willing to lay down some of that cheddar for the dental, then keep your mouth shut. Get it closed.
So unless you're helping pay for the dental work, don't bring it up. That's your mindset?
Look, if you're willing to pay for that dental, okay, then by all means, give your 2 cents. But otherwise, keep your mouth shut.
All right. Hey, man, appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The only thing that I guess does make sense to me is that you're early into this relationship, and you're trying to decide, am I in this or am I not in this? If you're not attracted to the person, and the reason you're not attracted to them is whatever, don't be with that person. What you would really be offering is that chance to be like, hey, I've noticed this, looks pretty rough, here's maybe some suggested solutions. And if he doesn't do anything about it, then walk away then. You're obviously not into him that much.
I was going to say, that's the thing. Like, if you're looking at him and that's something that obviously you aren't attracted to, but at the same time, I don't know, I like that guy saying, you know what, if you're gonna pay for it 2 months in and you want to give me new teeth, let's go, baby girl. Like, bring me to the dentist right now. Let's get married. Put me on that dental insurance and I'll get this whole grill fixed. Like, if somebody wants to give me braces, let's go.
You know, got a little sugar mama there.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wants to be called sugar mama because sugar's bad for teeth.
Sugar.
Kind of is.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.